Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Brahman Sri Ragat Skarsanaya. Astutar Sata Shishin Madhav Divine Guru Sesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramam Sapari Raja Kacharya Astutar Sata Shishin Madhav Divine Guru Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindi Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sigurshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Mayapur Nabadvip Dham Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Shrimati Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Granthraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Nitai Govar Premanandi. All glories to Sambal Devotees. All glories to Sambal Devotees. All glories to Sambal Devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Guru. So today we're reading 10th Canto, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna, text number 20. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayat. Satvam Trilokastitaye Samayaya. Satvam Trilokastitaye Samayaya. Viparshi Shuktam Kaluvarnam Atmana. Viparshi Shuktam Kaluvarnam Atmana. Sargaya raktam rajasopa brimhitam. Sargaya raktam rajasopa brimhitam. Krishnam chavarnam tamasa janatyaye. Krishnam chavarnam tamasa janatyaye. Satvam Trilokastitaye Samayaya. Viparshi Shuklam Kaluvarnam Atmana. Sargaya Raktam Rajasopa Brimitam. Krishnam Chavarnam Tamasa Janate. Satvam Trilokastitaye Samayaya. Vibharshi Shukam Kaluvarnam Atmana.
shuklam, or whiteness, is a symbolic representation of the absolute truth because it is unaffected by the material qualities. Lord Brahma is called rakta, or red, because Brahma represents the qualities of passion for creation. Darkness is entrusted to Lord Shiva because he annihilates the cosmos. The creation, annihilation, and maintenance of this cosmic manifestation are conducted by your potencies, yet you are always unaffected by those qualities. As confirmed in the Vedas, Harihi Nirguna Sakshat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always free from all material qualities. It is also said that the qualities of passion and ignorance are non-existent in the person of the Supreme Lord. In this verse, the three colors mentioned, Shukla, Rakta, and Krishna, are not to be understood literally in terms of what we experience with our senses, but rather as representatives of Sattva-gun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. After all, sometimes we see that a duck is white, although it is in Tamagun, the mode of ignorance. Illustrating the logic called Vakanda Nyaya, the duck is such a fool that it runs after the testicles of a bull, thinking them to be a hanging fish that can be taken when it drops. Thus the duck is always in darkness. Vyasadeva, however, the compiler of the Vedic literature, is blackish, but this does not mean that he is in Tamagun. Rather, he is in the highest position of Sattvagun, beyond the material modes of nature. Sometimes these colors, Shukla, Raktas, Tata, Pita, are used to designate the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. Thus, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is celebrated as possessing a blackish color, Lord Shiva is whitish, and Lord Brahma is reddish, but according to Srila Sanatan Goswami in the Vaishnav Toshani Tika, this exhibition of colors is not what is referred to here. The real understanding of Shukla, Rakta, and Krishna is as follows. The Lord is always transcendental, but for the sake of creation, he assumes the color Rakta as Lord Brahma. Again, sometimes the Lord becomes angry, as he says in Bhagavad Gita 16:19, Tanaham tushita kruran samsareshu naradaman shipamya jastram ashuban asurishveva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. To destroy the demons, the Lord becomes angry, and therefore he assumes the form of Lord Shiva. In summary, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always beyond the material qualities, and we should not be misled into thinking otherwise simply because of sense perception. One must understand the position of the Lord through the authorities or Mahajans, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28, Ete Chamsa Kala Pumsa Krishnas Tu Bhagavan Swayam. So Tvam Trilokastite Samaya Biparshi Shuklam Kaluvarnam Atmana Sargaya Draktam Rajasopa Brimitam Krishnam Chavarnam Tamasa Janatye. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtam Stapitam Nena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gata Nayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here we're hearing something about symbolic representations of colors, different colors, white, red, and blackish. here in Gainesville area, we'll also have some symbolic representations of color seen in our community. We've seen bumper stickers, you know, that say that I bleed blue and orange, you know, like that. So there's a representation of the Gators like that. But here we have transcendental representations, whiteness of positive, the absolute truth. And Lord Brahma is represented by red. And, of course, sometimes here we see, it's a little sometimes difficult to understand. Here he says, Kiradakshaya Vishnu is celebrated as possessing a blackish color. Lord Shiva is whitish. Whereas from the verse, it would appear that there would be the other way, that Lord Shiva is representing the mode of ignorance, darkness entrusted to Lord Shiva, which is... But here, the Srila Prabhupada gives a summary that the Supreme Personality of God is always beyond the material qualities. And we should not be misled into thinking otherwise simply because of sense perception. The injunction is Atashri Krishna Nama Dinabhavad Grayam Indriya, that one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Namadi, the holy name of the Lord, or having festival of holy name of the Lord. So one cannot understand such things, Nabhavad Grayam Indriya, that the material senses, they're not capable of understanding Namadi, the Supreme Lord's name and his other features, simply by our material senses, and not understandable, because our material senses are material and the Supreme Lord is completely transcendental, is beyond the material qualities. What is that? Sevan Mukhe Hijivado Swayameva Spuratyada. That is very important, that Swayameva Spuratyada, that the Lord, the example is there, very fitting example. Srila Prabhupada's examples, we should not just read over them, but we should meditate like that, consider very carefully, just like at nighttime, you can take big searchlight, spotlight like that, you can't find the sun at nighttime. It's not possible. Swayameva Spuratyada, that the Lord, just like that, just like the sun, comes at its own time. Was that the Lord comes according to the direction of the Lord, not one moment before or after it's supposed to come. Similarly, the Lord, of his own sweet will, that is described here, that as Atma Maya, and Swamaya, or Atma Maya, that this Lord comes on his own schedule, that he does without any force, just like the living entities in the material world, conditioned souls, they're forced to take birth. Chanto te papate, you know, what is that? That the living entities are forced to take birth at a particular time in a particular family. And like that, Krishna is not bound by such laws of nature like that. He's the controller of the laws of nature. Maya jachena suyate. Sacharacharam Maya Jakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. So Krishna is the controller of nature, and therefore someone who is bound by material nature, he can't understand. One who is bound cannot, nor can one who is bound help others who are bound get free. Andayatandera upagiyamana, that the nature of the material world is that we have so many big leaders, they're blind. They don't understand what is the purpose of life, and they're trying to lead others. They don't understand, first thing, what their self-interest is, and then they're trying to lead other people. And this way they simply fall in the ditch. They go to hell, make a very fast road to hell. But the devotees, we learn here that one must understand the position of the Lord through the authorities, or Mahajans. That is the only possible means of success, of understanding what is one's self-interest, what is how to achieve that self-interest, and to actually achieve that self-interest is that one has to follow the Mahajanas. Mahajanayena Gatasapanta, that is the recommended process, and it is the only process that one has ever achieved success by. That by following the footsteps of the acharyas, they can understand, they can give one this knowledge. Because Krishna, he is inaccessible to those who are simply engaged in sensual activities like that. Samsareshu Naradama. That they're simply engaged. Kshipami Adjashrama Shuban Vashurisheva Yonishu. That someone who is envious of Krishna, who thinks that Krishna is an ordinary human being like that, Avajananti Mamudha. Anusham Tanam Rashrita, that the people who are foolish, they think that Krishna is an ordinary living entity, and like them, that he is something better like that, or that the Supreme has appeared in a material body like that, they say. Anusham Tanam Rashrita. But Krishna's body, even if he accepts material elements, just like here in the form of the deity, it appears from all our limited sense perception that the deity is in the form of material elements. But the Krishna, because he's the Lord and Master of all creation, like that, he's. For him, there's no difference between material and spiritual. That is the given that the example that the expert electrician, he can take electrical energy, he can make it hot or cold. Doesn't matter for him. He can he's master that energy like that. So Krishna is master of all energies, Sarva Shaktiman, and he can manipulate these enemies. Therefore it says, Arche Vishnu Shiladir Guru Shunaramatir Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. Similarly, the Vaishnavas, they're not in any way affected by these material modes of nature. That is the injunction that is described Diksha Kale Bhakta Kale Atma Samarpanam Se Kale Krishna Kale Tare Atma Sama, that at the time of initiation, the devotee fully surrenders to the Supreme Lord, fully surrenders himself, and Krishna therefore accepts him as good as himself, Atma Sama. This was comes in this section when Sanatana Goswami, he came to visit Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. He came through the forests of Jarikanda, and sometimes he was fasting, and sometimes he was drinking dirty water like that, or bathing in unclean water. He got very sick with so many sores, and these sores were oozing pus like that. But when he came to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya was embracing him. Sanatana Goswami was thinking that his body was so abominable that he would have to better to give it up by throwing himself in under the chariot of Lord Jagannath during the Rath Yatra festival. But Lord Chaitanya chastised him. He said, "No, that you've already surrendered your body to me. This, how you can destroy someone else's property?" So the devotee who has surrendered to the Supreme Lord, he should think in this way. This is the that he's given this body. What is this body? Who does the body belong to anyway? We should consider that how we can claim proprietorship for this body. Even we get a little scratch or cut, we have no knowledge of how that heals by itself, or we cut fingernails or hair, how they're growing back. We have no knowledge. How does this all take place? This is by the Supreme Lord's energies, or sometimes you can say mystic potencies. We have our mystic potencies because we're part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. But the point is that the body actually belongs to the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is material nature. The material nature belongs to Krishna. And therefore, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. That is the duty, the business of the living entities. Only business is to engage his body. Means senses. We have senses, and they are meant to be engaged in the Supreme Lord's service. And then this verse, Atah Shri Krishna Namadi, Sevan Mukehi Jivado. Here it says that one should engage first, beginning with the tongue. Or sometimes, of course, we hear that one should first hear. So hearing or tongue, one should engage the senses in the service of the Lord. And then, Sevan Mukehi Jivado, Swayam Eva Svaratita. Then one can understand all these transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his mercy, Swayam Eva Spuratyada, that one cannot with spotlight find out the sun. Similarly, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his material senses. One has to follow the path of the Mahajans, and by their mercy, Krishna becomes revealed to us. So, I read the verse again. My Lord, your form is transcendental to the three material modes, yet for the maintenance of the three worlds, you assume the white color of Vishnu in goodness for creation, which is surrounded by the quality of passion. You appear reddish, and at the end, when there is a need for annihilation, which is surrounded by ignorance, you appear blackish. Any has any questions or comments? Good hand there. Yes, Sri Vikram Prabhu.
So the Lord says, Yada Yada Hi Dharma Se Glani Bhavati Bharata. Whenever and wherever there is decline of religious principle, I invent myself. And so sometimes some people ask, so now, at this point here, it seems like religious principles have really been declined at this point. So why hasn't the Lord advent himself?
What? Why?
Some people question at this point religious principles have really declined.
Oh, you mean?
So why hasn't the Lord advent himself now? Because in that verse he says, whenever and wherever.
Yes, that's, of course, that's... Already, Lord has invented himself. You don't understand that. That is the found out in the Chaitanya Charitamrita's described Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami declares for everyone's knowledge that Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has come. He's in the form of the holy name. Namarupe Krishna Avatar. So the Krishna is very kind. He's ready to deliver one from this material condition of life. More than we're interested, Krishna is interested in delivering us. So one has to simply follow in the Mahajano Yenikata Sapanta, not to concocting one's own, because that is the nature of the material world. Everyone has their own agenda. Everyone has their own program, how to figure out the solution to all these problems that we have. But that is not the Vedic system. Vedic system is that, why you're making so much concoction, why you're struggling, trying to figure out what to do and what not to do like that. You just follow the Mahajans, very simple path. If one actually does it, the process is very simple. But no one wants to follow, everyone wants to lead in the material world. That is the problem. Anything else? Yes.
There is a funny story about Srila Rupa Goswami, but not Srila Prabhupada, nicely translating Nectar Devotion, in relation to his the power of holy name. So, condensed form of fear is the death in this world.
Yes.
And death is also referred to sarpa, sometimes poison, like this. So Lord Shiva put the entire poison on his throat for two reasons, right? One reason, he doesn't want to spit it out, so other will be his well-wisher, very nice, so he doesn't want to. Neither he want to swallow, digest, because Lord is in the heart. So even the biggest fear, you can say, also Maya Devi. Even Maya Devi, when she came and saw the Lord Shiva, she thought that was not Lord Shiva. Because the power of holy name Narad Muni was singing, his entire poison disappeared. It became white. The blue became white in related to this purport. I thought it was very funny.
Uh-huh.
How much power is holy name? Krishna already appeared. The greatest danger is disappeared at that moment. It scared the Maya Devi even herself. She ran away. She thought that was not her husband.
Yad bibeti svayam bayam. So Lord is feared by fear personified. So if we take shelter of this holy name of the Lord, then one has no fears. What can be? What can
the,
be?
If you go to Brahmavivarta Puran, in the beginning, your name, Pundarikaksha, means that Atmaram formed the crystal water, white color of the Lord, right? You know that,
no,
your name.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Your name is means the Lord's eye is so pure, it's white. So, because everything in this world, in the today's parable, we are seeing that it's reflecting here. So what is the origin? So Atmaramata formed, the Krishna's eye is so pure, so white, very peaceful. But then when he desired to manifest his Pararamata mood, immediately, the Raga with Dhavati iti Radha, who is Srimati Radharani, who had this red passion, so heavy passion, and chasing after the Lord to please him in every way. So that's manifestation. Seeing this, Lord also manifested his reddish, if we look at Krishna's eye, there is a little reddish corner, Prabhupada says, the mercy in Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada says, so merciful, so it become red. So origin of the red color is there. And then Srila Jiva Goswami Pada writes also that Sringara Rati Sama Varnam, the condensed form of amorous pastime is the bluish color. That's why God is blue, because He is always so much into love.
Sure. Right, anything else? Kantra Chimit Bhagavatam Ki Jaya Prabhupada Ki Jaya.